Yes, one second, please. Yes, so good afternoon, and thank you for joining me, Mr. M. Yes, my name is Karen, and I will be working with you today throughout this therapy session. Our goal, as you are well aware, is to help you wean off of this unhealthy obsession of yours. Now, there's no need to feel embarrassed. You must understand I deal with all types of issues with my patients. And for you to be taking a step like this shows just how strong your moral character must be. You already realize how unhealthy it is, this addiction, as you call it here, to big black cocks, cuckoldry, and humiliation, as it says in your file. Well, yes, yours is certainly a unique issue, and while I haven't had any white men who fantasize in such a fashion in front of me before, I'm certain I can get you rid of this ill. I will warn you, though, my approach to therapy can be a bit unorthodox at times. However, I think a man such as yourself will find himself up to the task. This process will start with a preliminary examination of you, as I would like to observe your core physical attributes in order to gain a better sense of you before we truly dive in. If you can, please start by taking off all your clothes. Yes, that's correct. Right here, in front of me. Surely, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. You've already admitted to loving the thought of big black big black cocks having sex with your girlfriend and humiliating you. Surely this rubbing in front of me cannot be any lower than an admission like that, right? Good. Thank you. Now, if you could please stand up nice and straight. Very good. I'm going to take some measurements of your body. Alright. Head, 6 feet tall, from your shoulder to your wrist, 35 inches, neck, 15 inches, left hand, 7 7/8 inches, right hand, 8 inches, left foot, 10 3/4 inches, and your right foot is 10 inches and 3.5 inches as well. Flaccid penis is 2 inches in length. We'll obtain another measurement of your length and girth in just a moment when I ask you to achieve an erection. If you could please just step on this scale as well. 200 pounds. Thank you. I must say you are put together very well. Big shoulders and calves, handsome face, deep voice. It's surprising that you suffer from this nigger. Apologies again. This black cock obsession. Had you been a single man, I would have certainly been interested in getting to know you outside of here. Oh, you'd be interested in that? What about your girl? Oh, so it's an open relationship. That does make sense, especially considering your cuckold desires. Well, perhaps I might want that then. Although I could not stomach the idea of a white man fawning over the idea of some big nigger cock stretching me open. I meant to say big black cock. I just take your plight very seriously. Okay, that settles it. It is imperative that we absolve you of this need for being a big black cock cuckold. I believe it is time that we begin in earnest. I am going to ask you to take a step back, up against that upright table. I will begin by securing your wrists and ankles so that you cannot move. Yes. Alright. Perfect. Now that you're upright and locked up in place, we can work to help you achieve an erection. Of course I need you to have an erection. The way this shall work is I will create a scenario for you in which you are far removed from those fantasies. Your erection is achieved then... Once your erection is achieved, sorry. then the positive touch reinforcement will start. This includes continued jerking of your penis by me, while I play a special video that my research assistant has prepared for me. I instructed her to create a video that will emphasize on the beauty and sexuality of white men and white women fornicating, the pleasures that abound from such a pure act. It will also include negative reinforcement to the idea of white women having sex with black niggers.
I do not
presume to tell me I cannot say that word. This horrid practice that you are into must come to an end. The sooner you realize that niggers are not fit to have sex with your girlfriend or white woman in general, and most certainly myself, all the better you will be. Apologies for yelling at you. This is a safe space, but you need to understand how important this is. Alright, let's begin. We need you to achieve an erection, so I want you to think of your girlfriend naked. No response. Alright, let's up the ante a little bit. I want you to think of me naked.
Still no response. Perhaps it will help if I remove my top.
There. Still nothing? Let me check that chart again. You do have a girlfriend, correct? Okay. And how old is she?
What? Are you serious? 16?
What have you done as... Wow. You're nearly double her age. So despite me talking about your 16-year-old girlfriend, despite me revealing my breasts to you, you still cannot get aroused? What can we do to ensure you reach an erection? I don't think that's the best way to go about this.
Fine, stop pleading with me.
I'll do it only to arouse you, as it is vital. But I promise this type of talk will not continue throughout. Clear your mind and focus on your jailbird girlfriend. Imagine her naked and on her knees, her face staring up in an amazement at a 9 inches heavy, thick black cock hanging right before her. Oh my, that seems to have done the trick.
Yeah? What's that? What's this note I'm writing?
I'm simply recording that patient did not respond to naked woman, but became aroused at the introduction of a big black nigger cock. Hypothesis is that patient might be a faggot, but further analysis is needed.
And look at that. Your dick jumped once again once I called you a faggot.
Truly unfortunate. Well, faggot or not, you are beyond her right now. At least I can grab your measurements. Let's see. Length, 6 on the nose. 6 inches on the nose. Girth, 6 inches as well. What are my thoughts on your dick? Well, honestly, I find that it's such a shame that such a cute big dick isn't even practical to please a woman, because it only gets her that nigger cock, really. With such a big head and such an amazing girth. What a waste, honestly. But enough of that. We will begin both the physical and external stimuli together. I will start the video my research assistant prepared for us. There we go. And while it rolls through the introductory portion, I will lift my hand up and proceed to start jerking you off. You will note at no time during this process I will cease masturbating your penis until you achieve orgasm. Once we start, we will see this through to the end. There are no resets. Uh Okay, there we go. Does that feel nice? Just a little bit more. There we go. Are you enjoying the feel of my small white hands upon your penis? That's right, you are. Just relax and keep enjoying it. I want you to concentrate on my words and keep your eyes focused on the video behind me. This feels normal, doesn't it? A white woman pleasuring a white man. No filthy niggers to intermix with. Any woman you're with will belong to you. The very idea of your 16-year-old girlfriend or me, or any white woman degrading themselves by sitting on top of a big nigger dick, will slowly fade from your mind. Focus on the scenes taking place in front of you. White woman having sex with white me. White me. What? Why are you looking at? What the fuck is this? That stupid bitch. I can't believe she got my instructions wrong and put together a video showcasing such large black cocks. I mean, my God, look at the size of the cocks on all those different niggers. Oh my, they're all so buff looking, and their way they're manhandling those little girls. I can't believe those white girls will let those big niggers be do that. The way they're shoving those big nigger cocks into their mouths, their pussies. Oh my goodness, they can take all of that. Those nigger cocks are beyond big, and I... You're still... so hard? You're probably already about to come looking at those nigger cocks as I jerk you off. What a faggot. I mean, look at them compared to you. You're just some scared little white boy in comparison to them. Is that what this is? You get scared and nervous and horny when you see some big black guy, huh? Does some big black man just make you shake and realize that you're inferior? I bet you're some sad little Jew, aren't you? Faggot. That's why you really came here, not to remove yourself from these fantasies. But for help and protection, trying to get rid yourself of those big bad minorities from getting their hands on you and your girlfriend. A little white faggot like you needs all the protection he can get, right? And now look at you. Tied down, restrained, and getting off to me telling you that you're a faggot. Getting off to me telling that those big black nigger cocks dwarfs yours in size. You're nothing but a little white cuckold bitch compared to them. And if one of those niggers was here right now, you'd not drive in my head out of fear and embarrassment. In fact, I would love to have that big nigger fuck you up in right in front of me. Put a bit down on a little white boy faggot until you were bleh-floaty and bruised. And then I'd reward that big strong nigger by fucking his huge black cock right on top of your body. Let you see exactly what you can never have. That's probably why you get cucked by your jailbird girlfriend. I bet she always saw your fear and apprehension around these niggers. And when she pressed you on why you're always so concerned and worried about black guys, you confessed it was because they had such big dicks. Because their cocks are twice the size of your little white one. And why wouldn't that concern you? Knowing though that your underage girlfriend will do anything to sit on a big, nice black cock. Does that worry you, faggot? That your girlfriend just wants to sit and spin over some nigger's big foot purple yogurt, big fat purple yogurt slinger? Your little white dick just doesn't quite do it, does it? Does it, faggot? That's right. That's why you spent most of your nights pumping away. Jerking your little white dick to some white girl getting railed by a nigger. Look at you. Look at you just staring at me with those big pathetic eyes, hoping I will tell you something that will make you feel good about yourself. But all that you are is just a faggot white cock. You're so sad and pathetic that you want to suppress other people. You want to suppress the black men and keep them down. Want to keep them down because you're jealous. You're insecure. You're just an envious little faggot, aren't you? You really want to choke on that big black nigger dick, don't you? When I talk about your white 16-year-old girlfriend choking down some big black cock, your dick gets hard. It makes you throb with desire. Every time you see a giant purple cock, it drives you wild.
It makes you hard and desperate.
You're such a fucking faggot.
All right. I want you to come right now. I want you to shoot all over my body while imagining me forcing you to choke down on a big black cock. That's right. Drain that little white faggot dick all over me. Because after this, I'm not getting with you. I'm going out and finding the biggest, meanest, white boy-hating nigger and fucking him until he puts a real man's load into me. Such a cuckold. I bet that you've become a big black cock-sucking faggot for me.
I bet you want to come now, don't you? Let me hear you beg to come to big black dicks. Say, Dr. Karen, can I please come to these big black nigger dicks?
Louder, faggot.
Say, I love big black cock. Hmm? Good. Ah, you want to fucking come for these big black dicks, you fucking faggot? Now that you're a fucking faggot begging me, please, Dr. Karen, please let me come to those big black dicks. All right. Oh, you love it when I taste the gland, don't you? I want you to come in 3, 2, 1. Love your fucking white boy faggot load everywhere with this big fucking black nigger's dicks on your face. Wishing they were halfway down your throat, you fucking faggot.
Wow. You came all over me. There's just so much cum.
Who knew a little white boy could produce so much? I guess all that big black nigger cock talk really did get to you. After all that hope in riddling of your big black nigger obsession, it seems that we only strengthened it and created one for me. All in all, I'd say this was mighty successful. While I will most definitely not be entertaining the idea of going out with you now, I do want you to return next week for a continued session. This time, I will bring in a nigger and let him have his way with you and I physically. Now, off you go, faggot. Leave.